Lead us in.
Yeah, so you all are listening to Lame, the Lexington automotive expedition.
Okay.
Marks this experience.
Lame. All right.
I'm Aaron.
Oh, and I'm Jenry.
And this is a news podcast.
It's the 19th of May, 2023. And neither of us are in the state of Kentucky as we speak.
We're both in two different parts of the country.
Yes, and we said we can't not do an episode.
And so here we are doing an episode.
Yeah. Should I talk about the news?
I guess we should talk about the news. Now, I just want to say to the listener that I do not know who won the primary.
Yes, thank God we're starting this.
I have been on the road since Monday, and I am currently in the mountain time zone somewhere in the state of Montana.
Yes, and I'll tell you exactly where I am. I'm at the Lebanon rest stop on I-74. Please come get me.
Okay, now I'll tell you where I am. I'm in Bozeman.
Oh, come on, Aaron. All right, well, who knows?
But where in Bozeman?
Yeah, the rest stop bathrooms, I gotta say, I love the tile work. It was truly, like, built in the 70s and never maintained. I like that there's windows in the bathrooms. I think that's cool. I like the light that comes in.
Now, I will say my favorite rest stop so far has been Illinois.
Well, obviously.
The Illinois rest stop.
Land of Lincoln.
The first one in the state is like the best I've ever been to because they have lakes. They have a lake with the water feature and geese. And
from coming in from Kentucky?
Coming in from Indiana.
Which rest stop?
It's just the first
one. On 65?
No, it's on...
I'm on 65. I don't know why I said that.
It would not be 65. It would be, what, like 70 or something?
I don't know. Well, folks, let me say this. We're not particularly experienced drivers or road trippers. We mostly talk about one city.
Lexington, Kentucky.
And that's Lexington, baby. A shout out to you guys. That must be crazy to be there right now.
Apparently there was a tornado. There was a tornado warning in Lexington. I didn't know about this.
Today?
No, like this past week. That's what my parents were telling me.
Okay, well, I miss... Well, you're, all right. Well, great. Can we reveal an interesting location? Sorry. Can we reveal an interesting fact about your parents, Aaron? In so far as their distance away from the city of Lexington?
Well, yeah, they don't live in Lexington.
Yes. So, you know, it's impossible to say if anything really happened in that city. But I guess we should talk about the election results.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, Aaron, who do you think won?
Who's my money is on, I don't know, if I had to guess, it's like a toss up between Kelly Kraft and Daniel Cameron. But I feel like Daniel Cameron won.
Well, Aaron, I was not surprised. Be not surprised. Daniel Cameron won easily.
Okay.
But do you know what you will be surprised by?
Who came in second?
Yes.
Eric Dieters.
No, God, I wish.
Ryan Quarles.
Yes, Ryan Quarles came in second. Kelly Kraft finishing in a miserable third place. The LAX18 cast are like, we don't know if she'll ever run for office again. And I was like, yeah, it would be embarrassing.
Well, I mean, it's the Bloomberg approach.
Really.
the more money
she was more successful than Bloomberg.
She was more successful than Bloomberg.
She sort of watched Elizabeth Warren and Bloomberg and sort of took the worst of both of those people and combined them into one.
Exactly.
Which I think was exciting.
Well, I'm excited. You know, AG against AG in November.
What do you...
Well, can
yes.
Yeah, former AG against current AG. It's a race against the AGs.
I guess so. On the Democrat side, I guess you're assuming Beshear won. Well,
did Jeff Young win the Democratic primary?
Unfortunately, no. I did. Just want you all to know, I did vote for Jeff Young because fuck you.
I didn't vote.
Well,
and I know I could have done early voting.
There was nothing to vote on. Truly nothing to vote on. The Republican that I don't think was even in your district, Aaron, did win that state runoff election. Not runoff, whatever. Special election.
Yeah, there was a special
state
election
Senate.
Who was not even in my district. So no. Really, I would have voted for governor and ag.
Yes, and unfortunately, our friend the... You know, the microbiologist,
Mike Malone,
lost, but this is where it's hilarious. Lost by 9%.
Oh, so I should have voted.
I think it's probably for the better that the person that, like, ran a campaign won, I guess, because that guy truly had just a Facebook page, which I love, but, yeah. That's what it's like out here. That's how the election went.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Okay. What else? Yeah.
I got some Lexington news.
Oh, you got, all right? Okay, Aaron.
I was reading the Word from the Third.
Great.
As I was getting my oil changed here in Bozeman.
Oh, great.
And apparently, Lansdowne is going to be under construction.
Oh, I've witnessed Lansdowne under construction. They really just have ripped up half of that road, which is just crazy. It's like, I was just looking at, actually, it made you aware of, because they kept basically all the driveway connections there. Almost all the driveway connections connect where there's a break in that median on Lansdowne, which really puts it into perspective how, like, obnoxiously and obtrusively large the boundary is, or whatever the property lines are in this place. Like, those are huge properties for, like, ranch houses. I don't know.
I think it's totally crazy because they're closing down that first side of the
one at a time,
and then they're closing down the second side, and they're like, you can detour on Malibu or Belafonte.
Yeah. Well, they're also, yeah, all right, great. You can also talk about what's happening over here.
I was just going to say I'm road tripping sick.
Yeah, but, well, me too. I mean, not really, but that's how it is.
Well, yeah, you say what you were going to say.
What I was going to say is that if we're just going to start talking about traffic, they also shut down Manchester.
What did they shut down Manchester for?
I'll be frank, I have no idea. They're doing some kind of road improvements. I thought that hotel was supposed to be done. I guess it's not. It's a one way.
When is
and
that
not the
damn,
way you want it to be.
That damn park going in.
We'll probably never see it in our lifetimes, frankly.
Well, I know they had a big issue with the church there because they wanted the entrance of
the
park to be the church
so
parking
good.
Lot.
So good. That church still has that big banner that says "We should not be moved." Up on it, which I love.
I was walking there the other day, and they were saying they needed 300 parking spots or something like that.
Yeah. You know, it's like Rupp Arena is truly, I mean, that whole place is truly cursed. It's like, it should be one big rail yard like it was meant to be. Like, they should unpave Vine Street and run a rail line back through it, because I'm frankly, I think that's the only treatment for this place is, We need to just sort of turn as many places back into just, like, large rail car storage for RJ Corman.
Nice. Yeah,
I think that could be good for us.
I do want to say that while I'm recording right now, there are 3 prairie dogs in front of my car.
Wow. I've got a stray cat around here. And I got a lot of 18-wheelers. Wow. Speaking of which, 18-wheeler watch, semi-truck watch. This is pulling, it's like a hazardous materials container just
it's
on a flatbed.
Is they're pulling vinyl chloride?
No, you shouldn't be allowed. I don't think you're allowed to pull truck vinyl chloride. you better not be able to. But
for yeah. me now, every container and on every train and every truck is vinyl chloride.
I remember when I was waiting, when I took the train. Oh, great. We'll talk transit. When I was taking the train to Chicago, which I got to say, I would not be driving it right now if the train to Chicago and Cincinnati just ran daily. I was taking that, and the loading platform is sort of like very offensively just in the side of a rail yard. I was just looking at like the actual, like what was written on the side of all these like black, like tank cars. And I was just looking at a lot of, stuff for Sherwin-Williams.
I would just have to ship paint by the freight load.
I would assume it would be like the component parts to paint. It would seems insane to actually ship paint like that, but I hope it's true. I hope it's just like a nice big thing of like, you know, eggshell something. I don't know.
I think it'd be funny if a train derailed in Union Terminal and then it was like rose shell pink or something like that. Oh, that's a magpie calling if you can hear that.
No.
They got them all over. Well, it might be on the recording.
Well, yes. I guess the audience might be able to listen to this. Oh my God, is my battery about to die? Okay, let's get serious real quick. They're rolling out the flock cameras in even greater number in Lexington.
Here's what's interesting is that I was looking on the Reddit and I saw that they released the map of all the flock cameras in town, except for the ones on UK's campus.
Well, I thought this map, because I'm looking at it right now, I thought it was a map of the cameras that they are adding, not the cameras that already exist.
I think those. Well, I thought they're maybe in the process of adding them, but a few months ago, the city voted to bring it up to 100 flock cameras, and so I guess those are all the planned or completed ones.
Yes, and then of course there's all the ones that I've noticed around campus, which is littered with flock cameras.
Well, there's 12. Because Lexington Times got the scoop for me, because I've commented on the Reddit. I was like, where are the ones on campus? And then he asked Jay Blanton, and he got the number. There's 12.
Great. Thank you, Jay Blanton. Speaking of Jay Blanton, actually, no. I don't know. What else do we have to say about flock cameras other than that? Like, it's bad. It's obviously bad.
They're everywhere. They're in other states. I saw them in Indiana. Saw them in Illinois.
They're in Jasmine County.
I haven't seen any else on the road recently, but that's also mainly on the interstate.
Yeah. Just like automated license plate readers. I think in a better society, fine. As long as the people of Lexington have no choice but to drive a car, it's sinful.
And are we going to talk about the surveillance room?
The intelligence unit that Mayor Linda Gordon is adding to repurpose all of the famously benign traffic cameras into now there's going to be some sort of system, whatever the word is called. I don't know if it's actually AI or if it's literally just guys looking at cameras.
Oh, and that's just great. I love that for them.
Yeah. Well, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't understand. Like, I guess what I can't figure out here is this stuff harmful, as harmful as we think it is? Like, as in, does it do anything? Does it actually incarcerate more people? Or is it all like a level of theater, which in case, like, is that level of theater actually on its own working? Do people think that Mayor Linda Gordon's gone tough on crime? But also, she's not running for re-election. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, she's not running for re-election, so she doesn't have anything to worry about there. But I think, personally speaking, it is some level of theater. I don't imagine that they're going to be able to do much with this other than just, like, start tracking people.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, that's what all these things lend themselves to. Theoretically, if I understand, like, automated license plate readers, like, as a whole, it's like, okay, their data saved there for 30 days. But within a 30-day period, if I just wanted to retroactively track someone, it's possible. Like, that's what's dangerous about it to me is I was like, I actually want to know where, like, Aaron Lame has been driving every day.
Yeah. When Aaron Lame left the city.
Yeah. Literally. Or, I mean, you know, like it's like, it's so, the barrier to doing something more nefarious than with these things is so low. And not to mention not necessarily popular is the other thing that I can't tell. Like, my understanding is that, and this is another thing I think we failed to cover, is that that vote to add these flock cameras was like one of the last things that the last council featuring David Kloiber voted on, you know?
This is true. This is true. No, not many are talking about this, including us.
Well, yes, neither are we, you know, unfortunately. But, yeah. What else do I want to say? There's nothing else pressing. I'm shelving the Barry Saturday article for when I can see Aaron in better situations.
also,
I really want an update on it. I really want to give the full story, you know. But the Barry Saturday watch, just know we're viewing. My dragnet of state actors are out there collecting information on you, Mr. Saturday. And finally, Aaron, what's happening with United Campus Workers? What have the United Campus Workers been up to all semester?
Well, I'll tell you about the undergrads.
Yeah.
Because the undergrads have been going, have been going crazy. Mm-hmm. Undergrads had this huge petition. United Campus Workers is like the labor union on UK's campus. And they have been doing all those sorts of crazy stuff, trying to get a $15 minimum wage for undergrad workers, among other things, like paid sick leave and stuff. They had this petition going around. They got 800 signatures, and then they had a rally. It was pretty cool. And then they met with the Board of Trustees. Well, they didn't really meet with the Board of Trustees. They crashed the Board of Trustees meeting. And they got a Jay Blanton quote from the
Congrats.
News. So, remains to be seen what the response of the administration is.
Yeah. Well, folks, I'm continuing to happily pay dues to this organization. You know, so I'm glad to see something's going on over there. I just felt like it's been a while since we talked about UCW on the show.
Yeah, if you are a UK employee, grad student, undergrad, UK affiliated in any sort of way, you can join United Campus Workers at ucwkentucky.org/join.
Wow. Well, we got some real sick media training here. I don't know. I think that's the most I want to talk about in my fucked up side thing. There's a big housing development going up behind the Old Herald Leader building, which has an article that I want to read. Maybe when I'm not just like sitting on a park bench at a rest stop.
Have we talked about the housing development that's going up on Newtown Pike by the railroad tracks?
Newtown Pike by the railroad tracks? Yeah. You're not talking about
by George Shaw Road.
I'm thinking of the one. Is that Georgetown Road? It's where 68 and Red Mile intersect.
No, that's not the one. It's 27 and Newtown Pike.
Really?
Or maybe it's 20. Yeah, it should be 27 or 25.
Limestone?
Maybe. No, 25. It's Georgetown Road, and it's probably like, it's before Loudoun.
Yes. Sorry. Yes, I drove past that on my way to record this hours ago.
And they got that new housing development up there.
Will this save us? Remains to be seen.
It's right on the Legacy Trail, so that's nice.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I was driving past. I was on this road. Drove past the Amazon plant. Remember when they just ended the Legacy Trail?
I have vivid memories of this.
Unilateral Legacy Trail destruction, literally bombed from the sky.
I know, no warning. The council got involved.
Literally, how dare they?
Moments away were we from nuclear destruction, with Richard Maloney's hand on the red button.
Yeah, they moved the doomsday clock close to midnight for that. But yeah.
I don't know. Anything else? I will say I've been driving through all these towns, and goddamn, is America car dependent? Like, holy shit!
Well, you're driving through some of the worst of it, Aaron, too.
I know.
I mean,
the entire state of Wyoming and South Dakota. What are you doing?
I don't think they have much say in it either.
No, Sioux Falls. Okay, I will say I went through Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Very interesting. A lot of cycling infrastructure, which is good, but too much urban sprawl.
So everything's too far away?
Yeah, everything's too far away. But they do have a nice little downtown area, and they do have a thing called the State Theater. So that's kind of
okay.
Cool.
We'll go team. Sioux Falls State Theater. Yeah, my review so far, I've stopped at Shelbyville, Indiana, at the Kroger, which I got to say, I'm like, wow. It's like a Kroger, but in another state.
This is what I've discovered, like, of every Kroger family store, is that it's just like, it's just Kroger, but with a different name.
Wow. It's like they got private selection here. That's crazy.
They get Simple Truth out here.
Yeah. And folks, that's what we're really about on the new, on this new summer edition of Lame. On the road.
On the road. Well, I'm on the road for another couple of days.
Well, yes, but then I'm only saying this. I'm trying to make a programming note out of it so we can wrap this show up tight, because it tells me I have no battery in my recorder.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up. It's happened again. You've wasted another perfectly good 20 minutes listening to Lame.
This is like a power Lame episode. You've gotten a lot of Lame talk pushed into a tiny thing. It's feeling weird. I'm looking up to see Aaron, and I'm just looking at sort of like a pile of twigs.
Well, I'm just looking up to see you, and I'm just in Prairie Dog Town.
But the programming note here is that it's conditions will be like this until it will be worse until it gets better.
Well, I don't know. I'm coming back in a few weeks, but then I'll be gone for another couple of months.
Yes. But you know what? I'm not worried about it, folks. Because we've successfully demonstrated that Lame can go several months without posting an episode and still maintain a rabid, loyal fan base.
Yeah, we actually can just stop posting episodes and people will still support us.
And in fact, people will still engage with the news without us. So really, it's like, you know.
And the world continues.
Sort of Lame is more of a sort of living psychic mechanism within all listeners. You're doing Lame in your head when you read the news to yourself.
Send us a message. Whose voice do you read the news in when you read the paper? Aaron or Jenry's?
I read it in my voice.
Our esteemed executive producer is Charlie Carey. Our stickers and graphics are designed by Claire Thompson from ClaireThompsonArt.com. You can email us at lamepod@protonmail.com. And even though I get another 1,000 miles farther away from Kentucky every time you hear us say it, this is Lame.
Okay, huge. I don't know when this episode's going to go out, Aaron. Final programming note. I have to get the file from you, and then I have to edit it. Okay, we'll make it happen, folks. But great talk. I'm pressing stop now.